Off the record with Brittany Rose at 100.7 The Tiger, I have a artist on the line that I've actually seen a ton of times because I'm such a big fan. Chris Cagle's coming to the World Famous Texas Club this weekend, and I have him on the phone. I'm so excited. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, Ms. Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So, like I said, I've seen you several times at the Texas Club, and you just put on one hell of a show every single time. How many times, if you can remember, have you been to the Texas Club?
I honestly don't know. I would equate it to twice, once to twice a year for 15 years, maybe. So probably 30 times, 20 or 25 to 30 times.
Look, that's a good track record.
It's, you know what? It's one of those places in the world. There's a few of them. Billy Bob's, Grizzly Rose, Texas Club, that if you haven't played that in the year, you don't feel like you've finished your show schedule. It's like, it's one of those things that, you know, the Baton Rouge fans are just so absolutely rabid and awesome. And I've always loved playing there. I'm sure we'll see some old fans and maybe make some new ones and play some old music. We got some new music we're going to play. And I'm excited, man. I'm really, really happy to present this show to everybody. It's going to be fun.
I'm really excited about it as well. So you have a lot of hits. You have Miss Me Baby, Laredo, Let There Be Cowgirls, just in name a few. You have a ton of songs that I feel like you're the artist that songs will can come on after song after song after song, and people will just gasp every single time, like, oh, I love this song, I love this song. So what out of all your songs do you think is your baby, that is your go-to song that you love?
Oh gosh, that's so hard. It's like saying which kid is my favorite.
But we all have a favorite kid, right?
Yes, and I'm sitting next to her.
Right, of course.
No.
You are.
But no, I'll tell you what's crazy. When you mentioned that, it made me think. We did a show this last year with Tracy Lawrence, and I was on in front of him for an hour. And we played 1 hour of music, and we had two songs that we had to choose from that we had played at the end. And every song we played was on the radio. And the crowd was like, it was like they were exhausted from singing song after song. It felt so amazing.
Right.
So we obviously picked Chicks Dig It and played that last. But yeah, no, I don't know what my favorite. I think my favorite songs in the night are the ones that were not on the radio that the crowd still sings so loud.
Isn't that cool?
Like, yeah, it's like, because it just means that they took the time to listen to the whole record. And then not only did they take the time to listen to it, but they're like, ooh, I like this song, and they learned it. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. I'm one of those people. I'm just letting you know. That's me in the crowd singing the songs that are the deep cuts on your album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you actually have a new song that came out in December, Take Like a Man. Can you give us some details about that song?
Yeah, so when I kind of walked away from music for a little bit, I was bored and I started a construction company. And I was in Houston and I was working, and my wife had called me, and this is hard to talk about because my kid's in the car.
Right.
My wife had called me. You know, when you get married, you kind of, a lot of times you have to speak in code.
Yes, I'm married. Yep, I got kids.
So my wife called me up one night, and she's like, and I was in Houston, and I was like 5 hours away. And she said, kids are at mom's and I'm missing you. And
it's time to get home.
And so she starts talking to me, and I'm like, write all this down. She's like, what? I'm packing my bags, and when I get home, I'm going to take it all like a grown man.
Oh, I love it.
And I had a 4-hour, 5-hour drive, and I was like, hey, man, why don't you write that song on the way home? And so I did, and I called a buddy, Mitch Steven, and I said, hey, I've got this idea that I'm almost done with. Help me knock it out of the park. And he did it, and we went and cut it, and, man, we've had a lot of great response from it. It's pretty awesome.
It really is pretty awesome. But you know what? I know your daughter's in the car with you right now, but it is so cool to see a child seeing your parents, how much they love each other and showing them what a marriage is all about. So kudos to you. I absolutely love that.
I appreciate that. My kids still think we're gross, but we're we don't care. I told them, I said, I hope one day you have somebody who loves you like this and you love them like the same way. So
100%. We are super excited to see you at the Texas Club on Saturday night. Safe travels getting over here to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you're super busy to give us a call here at 100.7 The Tiger.
Hey, listen, anytime. You guys at The Tiger, y'all have always been so good to me and good to my career, and I just appreciate you. So if you know, I'm kind of older now, so not as many people want to talk to me all the time, but if you ever want to talk, you give me a call, and I'd love to be able to
stay. I want to talk to you all the time. How about that?
Alright.
Alright, well, thank you, and safe travels.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. 100.7 The Tiger.